12 o'clock midnight.
Nathan! Stop it! This is why you keep getting molested.
That's when I met the devil. Where else would I have gotten this awesome gold guitar?
What does burning flesh smell like?
You make me fall asleep. To death.
Evan, have you watched ContraPoint?
No.
What?
What?
Have you heard of ContraPoint?
Oh,
okay, we're good to go.
We're good to go watch ContraPoint with Evan right now.
Hell yeah.
Do you guys have songs yet?
I have two set lists here.
Yeah,
it's not
right
in the drive, but I have two
I was gonna
full
ask,
shows.
Are we doing the Vader?
We are.
Sesh?
This is the only thing we have ready.
The VS?
Oh, I need to download
Kanye West
this
before people knew he was insane.
I love old Kanye.
I like new Kanye too.
I love all Kanye.
Did you hear that
Except
new
Kanye.
Did you hear that? I'm just the old Kanye. Did you hear that song, that new song he has with Lil Pump?
With Lil Pump.
With the oh, video where they look like Roblox guys.
No, and sidebar, I hate the point that I've reached the point of life where like people will just say things like with Lil Pump and I'm like, oh god, another one I haven't heard of. Oh god.
It's like so, it's so dumb, but I kinda like it. It's like, you're such a fucking hoe.
Lil Xan.
I love it.
Mike's getting too deep into the SoundCloud rap. There's no turning back.
Okay, do you guys hear about the Eminem Machine Gun Kelly beef?
Vaguely, this sounds. Are we recording?
So Eminem.
Okay, good. We have to leave all this all this wonderful modern internet beef in.
So Eminem released a new album, and
it's pretty bad.
He like dissed a bunch of people.
Shut your mouth hole.
He dissed a bunch of people on it, and then like MGK or Machine Gun Kelly, who by the way is also going to be playing Tommy Lee in the new Motley Crue biopic.
Cool.
You guys, Machine Gun Kelly, MGK, he's like a rapper.
He's gonna be playing Tommy
Lee, yeah. Tommy Lee Jones. their manager. But yeah, so anyway, a lot of people were like talking shit about Eminem and like saying that the new album sucked, and then MGK came out with this diss track, and then Eminem came out with a diss track back called Killshot and like just absolutely murdered him. And then like,
oh, did he?
Yeah. And then I saw this like post on Twitter that was like, oh, it sucks. Or it was like, white on white violence must end. And then it was like, it sucks that we lost both Mac Miller and MGK in 1 week. Rest in peace, Mac.
You gotta keep posting. You're gonna reach those upper echelons one day.
Oh, right, yeah. Eminem.
Or whatever. He mispronounced their name,
and
so they keep calling him Eminem.
Craig, did I tell you that Ed Krasenstein followed me? But, like, I don't know if he still does. I haven't checked.
Oh,
but, like,
that guy will never unfollow anyone. You're good.
Yeah, I don't
Unless
know.
You start disrespecting the troops.
I don't know how I, like, of the 23 followers, I have Ed Krasenstein as one of them.
Man, you just gotta. Based on pictures of the Krasensteins that I've seen online, you just need to pose as like a 5-year-old boy, and Brian will come running to sell you a copy of Ronald Plump.
How the people trumped Ronald Plump. Have you heard of this?
I haven't heard of anything in the last like 5 paragraphs.
Evan, you need to get on Twitter.
No, don't. I just quit. It's wonderful. I just quit. I feel free.
Yeah, but how much Reddit are you on now?
Not that much, actually.
Really? Yeah. See, that's the problem. Was like I was just on Reddit so much then.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd rather just be on
cut both Reddit and Twitter. I think that's healthiest. That's what
well,
I do.
That's,
look at me.
That's the problem though. Is like I can't. I don't know. I'm just like
look
addicted.
At you. Your lungs could also be a fam and a troop.
I don't know. I just like I'm just addicted to the internet, man. It's horrible.
I know. I'm really trying to cut a lot
like,
of it out.
It's like especially in the morning. Like I'll get up in the morning and like my routine is still just like
to put on the Dave Wheeler podcast.
I'll fucking brew some some coffee, and then, yeah, I'll, like, scroll the timeline for 4 hours, you know? It's like any successful person does. I lay in bed for 2.5 hours as well. Is that... I heard that he was gonna be the Joker, but is that real?
Yeah. Oh, that image is the actual image, but then someone applied the makeup. It's just like the.
Oh, wait, but that's just a regular picture of him. But then
like
somebody
from the scene of the movie, because it's like the origin story.
And on that note, how many of y'all love Polish band Vader?
How many of...
I don't really know how to, like, actually start off the show, aside from the fact that I guess we'll cover that we're going to do more deep dive series. I don't know.
Yeah, we just want to, you know, we want to show people a great band.
We got a lot of content to get to, so let's we'll get the ball rolling here. We're going to play pretty much something off every... one song of every full length and EP. This was a lot of listening to go through, but you know, you don't stick around for 30 years and release an album every like 2-3 years without having something to offer. And no one does death thrash better than these guys.
Yeah, especially like that first album.
Oh man, that first album. Well, kind of sucks, right? Because that's why I listened to the whole discography backwards. Because I mean, the first leg of their career is easily their best, and probably because they were kind of one of the originators of the style. But yeah, so we're gonna start off with a 3-song set. We're gonna cover the Ultimate Incantation, yes. the Sothis EP, and De Profundis.
Profundis is kind of like one of their, that was like their breakout, right?
Yeah, that probably the one after, but this one seems to be, a lot of people seem to prefer it to the debut, which I don't really get, although that's, I love both, yeah, of them.
That's what I've,
a lot.
I'm by no means a Vader expert, but that was always the impression I got when people,
that one was talking. A lot, it wasn't quite as thrashy, but it was a lot darker sounding. I don't know, it's actually kind of a very unique album in their discography. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so we're going to be playing The Crucified Ones off of the debut album, which is just my favorite Vader song, period.
That's a real barn burner.
We'll play the Hymn to the Ancient Ones and the Sothis, like, they kind of go hand in hand, like the ambient intro track and then the song that it breaks into off the EP. Sure, and yeah. Blood of Kingu off of De Profundis, which is the one that just has that sick groove throughout the entire song. Good shit, with more good shit on the way. We'll be enjoy. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Hello.
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 Hello. Melania. Hello.
Melanoma. Do you see that Seth Meyers clip where Trump can't remember Melania's name? It's kind of like the joke that runs throughout the whole thing.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah.
What was the thing that he had trouble saying? And it sounded like... Yeah, like stroking out.
I love our big wet-brained president. Yeah. Oh, smooth, wet brain.
Wet and smooth.
I thought that was a fake video, but it was so over the top.
I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about Justin Trudeau, our smooth-brained president.
I saw someone on Twitter argue that you shouldn't use smooth brain as a insult.
Is that an ableist slur?
It's an ableist slur because there's a disease that makes people's brains smooth or some shit. It's like, fuck, dude. No one cares. Blood of Kingu is also a pretty cool band.
That's true.
By the way.
I think that's where they got their name from.
Yeah. Which also, I believe, has... Whether You Care or Not, Roman, I believe, from Druid.
Oh,
is in that band.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're Polish, aren't they?
I think, or they're Ukrainian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the difference?
Yeah, I've only ever heard one of their albums, but it was
I kid, really good. Yeah.
I
think they had a new one come out this year, didn't they?
I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah, this year or last, I'm not quite sure. But moving right along. The next album they put out is actually a compilation of their two demos, which has a lot of the same songs off the debut, but kind of like in a nihilist sort of way. The production's different, the riffs are a little, and like pacing's
different,
a little different here
and
there. And yeah,
stuff.
It's like some songs work better, other songs aren't quite as strong as on the debut. Mm-hmm. Overall, I found the debut actually to be better than the demo compilation, but their
demo
rendition of the Final Massacre on their demo was fucking deadly.
Final Massacre. Did they re-record that one?
That one was on the. It was on the debut as well.
Oh,
yeah, but
so it
but
wasn't
this,
the Final Massacre.
No, it wasn't.
But
it
should have been.
It was the penultimate, the most ultimate massacre.
It should have been the Final Massacre, but it wasn't.
Should have been, but there were many more to come.
That's pretty good. That's
yeah,
pretty
the
cool.
Next one they did was actually a cover album, which was kind of interesting. I don't know. I've always liked
like
Vader's.
ABBA.
Yes.
Did
no,
they
no, but they covered Depeche Mode, which
oh.
is the song that I picked.
Okay, which one?
Yeah, IFY.
IFY, okay.
Yeah. Actually, really
what does
good.
What stand for?
I Feel You.
I was going to say, I Fuck You.
I Fuck You.
And you'll be happy to know that the song is exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds long.
Chewing on that loud pack.
Juju on that gang lead.
Did you...
we live in a society.
Okay, wait, I gotta look something up. No.
Where's that from?
That's where is that from originally?
It's like an intermission music thing, right?
Wasn't it from Monty Python?
I think so. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, when they like mock the concept of like an intermission and
yeah, or maybe
in like road shows. If you watch,
what's it?
I definitely only know like cultural references.
Yeah. Like I didn't know that for the longest time until recently.
I'm pretty sure.
But I don't even know if that's where it's from originally either. They might have taken it from something else.
Yeah, probably. Well, yeah, it's been used in like media so many times. I don't know where it originally came
from.
I wonder
what those guys are up to these days.
It's a
Oh yeah. He's the only Tomorrow's Nobody.
Except he restarted it with a bunch of people that no one's ever heard of, and like nothing ever came of it.
Ah, what happened? Because I remember they were like in talks with like MTV back in the day when it was like.
I think that all just fell apart, and it's like they use it as like a media company to do a bunch of random shit.
Yeah.
Successful.
Shit,
yeah.
That sucks.
Oh yeah, they were definitely a product of their time.
I wonder what happened to like Ben.
Ben was gone a long time ago.
Yeah, because like I remember when Ben left. When what's his name came to do
yeah,
the better
Chase came in.
Chase,
and then and then Craig harassed the poor guy mercilessly for a couple years.
No, I didn't. It was
Chase hated you too.
I got banned from the forest.
Oh, it's like when H Bomber guy asked Tim Buckley what the appropriate distance to stand away from loss is when appreciating its full glory.
I love that. I miscarried. Man, there was this dude on Twitter that just like commented randomly on something, and like he looked exactly like John Gomeshi.
Oh.
And I was just like, is that John Gomeshi in your avatar? He's like, it's me, and I hate that question.
Did you get blocked?
I was like, my B.
Oh, so funny.
But did you guys hear though that John Gomeshi is like writing like a Oh, for real?
No.
Oh. Dude.
Oh. Oh my god, that was good.
Fucking
Holy shit.
He wrote this
out. Turns out he didn't do it, yeah. Because it was like John Gomeshi on John Gomeshi was like how I saw it advertised.
Oh god.
It's like, fuck's sakes, man.
All right, and the last song for this set off of
John Gomeshi didn't
Black
do it.
To the Blind.
Black to the
Blind. Nurgle really doesn't like this album. this album's a bit strange. It's not a full length anyone really remembers. That's the one that I keep pasting the picture of Peter to, where he's
he's got that red.
He's almost doing the soy face. And this one's almost like an awkward transition album, because after
this isn't the cover album.
That was the one before this. Okay. It's like they started incorporating more grooves and melody into their music, and okay. I don't know. It's just kind of an awkward transition. Like there's some good
five-finger death punch core.
Yeah, exactly. There's some good songs, but I mean the content isn't as strong as on the preceding or following albums. But we're gonna play the song "Fractal Light." It's pretty dope, and then we've got one more set for episode one. That's right. It's gonna be a two-parter.
All right. Well, enjoy those.
Enjoy those tracks, and we'll be back with. and we're back with more.
And we're back with more. I've always talked like this on the show. What are you talking about?
Hell yeah, dude.
Wait. Do you guys feed the hedgehog cat food?
I guess so.
That's fucking sweet, man. I didn't know that they could be. That's awesome.
They can't.
I fed it while my roommate was out of town, and I guess that's what we feed it.
I've never really thought about what you would feed a hedgehog.
Yeah, I know, right? I almost thought they just got like a little pellets that I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Man, I'm not really friends with her, but like this girl that I know, she's in like. She went to like this petting zoo, and I saw on her Snapchat story, and they had like capybaras like walking around.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, they're so cool, man. They're so cute.
My homies.
They are. Yeah. They're like giant weird rat creatures.
But they're so docile.
I know, and they're so cute. But weird. But cute. Like me. Weird looking, but kind of cute.
Feeling cute right now. I don't know. Might delete later.
Fingernail emoji. Nail polish.
Not crying. Feeling like a fam.
His shirt was a troop and his shoes were a fam.
I love youth lingo almost as much as I love litany.
Litany.
Probably Vader's most popular album. This is kind
the
of
drums are too. The, you ever listen to that album stoned and like?
Oh, the drums
wait,
are
am I allowed
even
to say that?
Sober. The drums are too much. Yeah, you're not allowed to talk about consuming it, but you're allowed to talk about it in the past tense.
If you were stoned and you listened to litany, the drums would freak you out because they're really loud and intense.
Yeah, and
it's like listening to Dark Space stoned. I heard that.
I heard that was pretty scary.
That was pretty spooky.
Yeah, this one, I don't know. It was probably like their like straight up blastiest too. Mm-hmm. Like
it was them doing Marduk.
Yeah, pretty much. Except you know, better and not racist. I know.
Hecate Entombed.
But yeah, so off there, we're gonna play the opening track, Wings. Which is probably the most brutal song on the album. It's
what kind of wings are they talking about? Like chicken wings? Little bones?
Little bones. Man, I saw the Little Bones truck at...
Did you break your oath?
No, I have not. I've almost gone 6 months. Maybe 6 months and 2 weeks.
Dude, you know what you should do in 6 months? Celebrate. Go to Little Bones.
They make vegan ones with the flavors. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Vegan chicken wings are just like deep fried cauliflower, though. Which is still pretty delicious, but
awesome.
it's not the same. But you know, the sauces and the flavors and stuff like that is pretty good. Following that up, we're gonna go to the EP "Reign Forever World." It's kind of a weird one. Uh-huh. It's a mix of new. There's like three new songs, three covers, and three live tracks. And we're gonna be talking about privilege, everyone. We're gonna be talking about privilege of the gods.
Oh shit!
That's the most privilege you can have.
I think they're talking about us, right?
They're talking about white Jeff people? Bezos 20 years in advance.
Yeah, he will. He's gonna be the first one to transcend.
Oh, definitely.
And he's like we're gonna be all like plugged into like some sort of weird like. Neuro network.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna like get into our brains. It's fucked, man. We're gonna all die.
I think I'd sooner die than get hardwired up to like some sort of neural network.
Evan kind of looks like Jeff Bezos.
Oh, totally.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know what he looks like.
Evan looks like Jeff Bezos.
Really?
Sorry, dude. You're gonna have to be gulagged just to be safe.
What if Evan was Jeff Bezos? And he was holding out on us.
I would be like, dude, I will become a capitalist if you give me $1 million.
A million? He's worth $100 billion,
okay,
dude.
Okay, give me $20 million. I'll sell out.
So in this plan, I'm not sure why Mike is like the one big get to the plan.
Yeah, what do you bring to the Amazon table? He knows how to connect with the youth. Did you guys know that Alphabet is a troop and Facebook is a fam? All young people do know that Facebook is a fam, so.
Have you guys checked out Mastodon?
My Facebook is a fam
because
my fam's on it.
Fucking.
To finish off this first show, to finish out the set, we're going to be playing The Nomad off of Revelations. I actually don't really have a whole lot to say about this album. It's just kind of solid.
Middle of the road.
Like very enjoyable. The couple of like standout tracks and the rest of it, just good shit to nod your head to and rock out.
With some weights.
Yeah. Pump that iron. Pump that blood and iron.
Yeah. I have nothing to add.
No, me either. So that'll do it for the first episode, and come back next week for the back end of Vader's career. Let's go.
wrestling.